One of the results of the boom in the housing industry was the huge growth and interest in the eco-friendly market. Well, one couple in Sligo have launched a business, Mud and Wood, and they're offering courses, consultancy in how to do it. To discuss this, I'm joined by half of that couple, Fela Butler. Fela, good morning to you.
Hiya, Daniel. How are you doing?
Good. Fela, Mud and Wood, it's a very interesting business. But before we discuss it, tell me a little bit about yourself and your husband, Colin. He was a builder, a classical furniture maker. You're an architect. Height of the boom. Things were starting to look maybe quiet, and you turned your hand to a different business.
We were both working away, and life was good, but we also had always been very interested in environmental materials, and I suppose a slightly different approach to architecture. We spent quite a bit of time in the Southern Hemisphere. We both worked in New Zealand and Australia, and we were exposed to a lot of kind of alternative ways of building there, and even just, you know, working with the sun in the north, trying to keep heat out. It was just kind of a different way of looking at architecture, kind of turned everything I learned literally on its head. So when I came back to Ireland, I suppose I had a kind of new vision about what you could do with architecture. And I was lucky enough to get a job with Colin Bell, who'd be quite well known in Sligo for being a very environmentally friendly architect and very interested in sustainable ways of building. And I worked with him for 4 years. So while I was working with him, my husband and I, Colin, we discovered COB, which is basically building with mud. There's a bit of straw kind of mixed through, and we found that there was a course being taught in this technique, in this COB building technique, down in County Clare, or down in County Cork, and so we decided to go down and take this course. Colin wasn't very happy about it because he was building people homes for a living, and on our precious 2-week summer holidays I'd booked us to go and build somebody else's
bit of a busman's holiday.
Yeah, but anyway, so we went down and did it, and we just fell in love with the material, and we just decided pretty much within a matter of weeks after that that we'd come back from Australia and New Zealand, and we'd bought a site, and we knew we were settling down in Sligo. This was where we were going to live. So we were kind of ready to design a house. And so then when we discovered this material, COB, we decided this is what the house was going to be. So we designed the house to be this mud house, and had to do a lot of research. There's not too many of them in Ireland. There's actually a lot of very ancient ones that people aren't even that aware exist in Ireland. But, you know, kind of the, I suppose, approaching it with from a new angle, and to be able to get modern comfort levels, you know, things like thermal comfort would have been very important to us. So we had to do quite a lot of research. You know, there's a lot of issues about what materials you can and can't use with it, and kind of embarked on building this house.
You've built more than just a house, though. You've now built a business out of it. Tell us about Mud and Wood.
Well, that's kind of the thing, because we found we've a real passion for it. And as we kind of investigated it further, you know, we kind of really took it to another level where, you know, we tried to use as many natural building materials as possible. We tried to use as little concrete in it as possible, almost as a kind of proof that it can be done. You can build a house without concrete. You know, we use straw bales to insulate some of our walls. We have a mud floor. We have an awful lot of recycled materials in the house. There was a school nearby getting demolished, and we got our structural timbers from that. You know, so we kind of learnt this whole other way of building, I suppose, and it kind of tied in quite nicely in a way with how, you know, when we started the project, it was the height of the boom, and I wasn't really that taken with the way people were so wasteful, and I just felt in my gut it wasn't a good way to be. And now people are just so much more resourceful with their materials.
Is it a cheaper way to build, Fela? Is it a more cost effective way for people to build a house?
Sides of us are in that, you know, the mud itself is free. I mean, we've built our walls literally with the soil that was, you know, under our site when we excavated for the foundations. That's the soil we used to build the house. But it depends. If you build kind of straight walls, quite traditional shapes, it would be a very, very cost-effective way to build, because a lot of your materials are free. Sometimes you might find some of the materials, because they're still quite, you know, like insulations and things, if you want to get compatible insulations, you really need to go down the natural route. And because they're still not in the mainstream. They might be a bit more expensive than your, you know, standard insulation. But the, you know, the kind of the savings you'll make on building the mud walls
would compensate. And you spoke recently as a business at the Sligo Sustainable Futures Conference, and obviously the weekend courses you're offering, the extended courses you're offering, are you finding there's an appetite out there? Are people interested in this way of building, in this way of business, in this way of looking at you know, their homes?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. We're getting a huge level of interest in the website, mudandwood.com, and I think it's definitely a sign of the times where people have time and they don't have much money. And, you know, we're kind of offering skills where they would be able to go home after, you know, a weekend with us and, you know, be able to build a timber frame wall or build a roof or whatever. I mean, if they were to take our extended course, you know, you'd have the basics for starting a house. And one of the things we do offer is, you know, if people are a bit nervous about taking on a project, they think it's too big, that we can actually help them, you know, get over the hump. So if they come to a tricky bit, instead of having to abandon the project altogether, like, we would be happy to come in for two or three days
talk to them,
help them pass that point.
And so you run a lot of the courses and everything out of your own home. So if people want to see this...
We run them out of our own home. And the main reason is so that people can see what is possible. And it's kind of inspirational as well, and it's kind of a showcase for us too, because you know, we still at the end of the day are, you know, an architect and a carpenter by trade. So, you know, if there was more kind of traditional work to come out of it, we'd be quite happy to take that work on as well.
Well, look, Fela, we're going to have to leave it there. I think it's a hugely interesting project. It's great to see somebody taking their passion and making a positive business out of it. I'd like to thank you for joining us on Up and Running here this morning.
Thank you very much, Daniel.
This week,